This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More foreign nationals prepared to leave the besieged Gaza Strip on Thursday as the enclave's Hamas-run government said at least 195 Palestinians died in Israel's attacks on a refugee camp. Strikes UN human rights officials said could be war crimes. Israel said its strikes on Tuesday and Wednesday killed two Hamas military leaders in Gaza's biggest refugee camp. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group. Americans are among the hundreds of foreign nationals and seriously injured Palestinians allowed to leave Gaza for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The departures into Egypt followed the release of four hostages held by Hamas and the rescue of an Israeli soldier.
American citizens are able to exit today as part of the first group of probably over 1,000.
President Biden's hailing it as a win for diplomacy, and the State Department says more Americans will follow. Spokesman Matthew Miller says Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week as international criticism of Israel's war in Gaza ramps up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency, or UNRWA, visited Gaza on Wednesday for the first time since Israel started bombarding the Strip on October 7th following the deadly attack by the Islamist group Hamas.
I never ever have seen something similar in Gaza when I came before after conflict.
UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarini, who earlier this week warned the UN Security Council that Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip were being subjected to forced displacement and collective punishment. This is VOA News. Pakistani security forces have launched sweeps to arrest and deport Afghans who are currently in the country illegally, sending dozens back after a government-set deadline for them to leave expired. The crackdown on illegal migration is mostly affecting some 2 million Afghans living in Pakistan without documentation, though the government says it targets all undocumented or unregistered foreigners. The campaign has drawn widespread criticism from UN agencies, right groups, and even the Taliban-led administration in Afghanistan. Donald Trump Jr. took the witness stand in a civil fraud trial against his father's business empire on Wednesday, and Trump Jr. said he had little to do with the financial practices at the heart of the case. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
His father, former U.S. President Donald Trump, and his family businesses are accused of inflating asset values to dupe lenders and insurers. Donald Jr., an executive vice president at the Trump Organization and a co-defendant in the case, is the first of Trump's adult children to testify, followed by Eric and Ivanka Trump. Their father is set to testify on Monday. Donald Jr. said he and Eric largely took over management of the company when their father assumed the presidency in 2017.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Some in Kenya have criticized Britain's King Charles for not going far enough after he expressed deep regret for colonial-era abuses in Kenya, but did not outright apologize during a visit to Nairobi this week. Reuters correspondent Emma Jele reports.
Some 90,000 Kenyans were killed or maimed in the period known as the emergency, according to the Kenya Human Rights Commission. 160,000 were detained, with many subjected to torture. United Nations investigators have also said that British colonialists committed gross human rights violations against hundreds of thousands of people in western Kenya over decades. That included land expropriation, killings, and sexual violence.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. The extension of the U.S. program allowing sub-Saharan African countries duty-free access to U.S. markets is expected to be high on the agenda of the U.S.-Africa Growth and Opportunity Act trade forum that will begin in South Africa on Thursday. Officials, including U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Catherine Tai, will meet African leaders and officials in Johannesburg over the next 3 days to discuss the possible extension of AGOA and ways to improve its benefits for African nations. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.